The White House is willing to give the Postal Service 90 more days to pay a $5.5 billion bill to the federal retirement plans. But the Postal Service says that won't matter much because its financial hemorrhaging is so severe. Both sides are testifying about it before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee today. Emily Kopp is at the Dirksen Senate Office Building covering that hearing and joins me now. Thank you for coming to us from the hearing room. I appreciate you checking in, Emily.
It's my pleasure, and it's going on now. It's now 2.5 hours, and they just started the second panel, so this has been a long, intense debate.
The Postmaster General, Patrick Donahoe, has been talking for a long time about the situation that the Postal Service is in. Is there anything new? Are we learning anything new as a result of this hearing that we didn't know before today?
Well, you're right, Francis. I mean, he has been just because of technology, because more people are going online as opposed to sending things through the mail. I mean, there's financial bleeding that's been going on for a long time. It's not a surprise, but he did add some sort of dire specifics. He said, you know, with the agency having to reimburse the Labor Department $1.3 billion for workers' compensation payments next month in October, they would then have enough cash for just 1 week's operating expenses. And when asked when the Postal Service could actually stop delivering the mail if Congress doesn't do anything, he said about a year from now, next August or September. And this message is really getting across. There was a rather big turnout of senators, and also just before speaking, you know, somebody compared Patrick Donahoe to Britney Spears and the paparazzi because there was just so much attention, so many cameras, so many people flashing pictures. You know, this message that the Postal Service might actually be really in trouble is actually getting across to the public and to politicians here.
And literally every member of Congress has multiple Postal Service installations and employees in his or her district or state. So this really affects every single member of Congress. Is the Postmaster General, what kind of structural changes is he talking about? Is he telling Congress he wants to make? Some of these are pretty major, it sounds like.
Yeah, they are. I mean, he's been rolling out these plans over the past couple of weeks, or rather a couple of months. One plan would close 3,700 post offices. These are small, underused ones, mostly in rural areas. That's something that a lot of senators took issue with. The ranking Republican, Senator Collins of Maine, Senator Susan Collins, cited one island in her state, Cliff Island, saying that, you know, if the post office closed there, people would have to take a one-hour ferry to get to the mainland just to do all but the most basic of postal operations. And she was describing the Postal Service really like a lifeline to rural communities. So that's something that senators are watching carefully. Something else that the Postal Service insists it must have is a repayment of some money that it has prepaid to federal pension systems. It says that that prepayment over the years is between $50 and $70 billion. If it hadn't had to do that, then it wouldn't be in these dire straits. And that's something that senators seem to be in support of, but people aren't sure how to make this happen. And the last thing that was, there are several measures, but the last thing that was touched upon was the need to, quote unquote, right size the workforce. That's a term that a lot of these people are using, meaning how do they get rid of so many people that they really don't need in this age of online mail?
Now, OPM was there. John Barry was scheduled to testify. What did OPM have to say about that element of it, the workforce element?
Well, Barry was actually more concerned about the another proposal of the Postal Service, which would be to pull out of federal benefit programs, out of federal pension programs, and start their own. And Barry said, look, you know, OPM doesn't have a big operating cost, overhead cost when we're managing these programs, and we're not sure how the Postal Service is going to be able to do it any better or any cheaper than we're able to do it now. He also said that the administration, speaking on behalf of the White House, he said that they would be coming out with their own reform plan relatively soon, would present it as part of this major plan to reduce the federal deficit, and would also be willing to lift the Postal Service delay for 90 days. As you mentioned at the top, their $5.5 billion payment to the retiree plan. To that, Donna, who said, you know, it doesn't really matter because we're so much in the red.
Yeah.
And Barry lastly said, you know, that they're supportive of the Postal Service getting back some of that money that it has prepaid to the pension plans, but that would take an act of Congress, that the Office of Personnel Management cannot do it without Congress acting.
All right, we'll look forward to more on this hearing as it develops, as you continue to follow it on federalnewsradio.com and tomorrow morning on Federal Drive. Thanks very much for filling us in from the Dirksen Senate Office Building, Emily.
Sure, it's been a pleasure.